Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a verse found in the book of Luke, chapter number 6, and in verse number 38, where the Lord said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And this week we've been talking about God's economic recovery plan from the Word of God. Now, the politicians are trying to tell us that we can spend our way out of debt. And, of course, we know from the simple facts and truths of economics that that's not possible. However, the Bible does teach that you can gain by giving things away. The Scripture says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Now, this is a principle that goes absolutely opposite of our common thought, because we, in our arithmetic, the way to get is to keep. But yet the Bible says the way to get is to give. Give, and it shall be given unto you. And we talked about on Monday the evaluation of that principle, good measure. And that was like the old measuring cup in the or the whatever it was, the by means by which they measured out flour, meal, or things you used to buy that were in bulk. Good measure. That means it was, kind of a heaping portion. And then we went on Tuesday. We talked about being pressed down, the exertion that went in, not only just heaping it up, but then packing it down so that a little more could go on it. And then yesterday we talked about the earnestness of it and shaking together. That's when you shake it back and forth and make it settle so that you can get a little more on it. And the Bible says, after you've done all three things, the good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and the Bible says, and running over. Running over. In other words, excess. Too much. I'm satisfied that the Lord wants that kind of life out of us. He wants a life of excess when it comes to charity, when it comes to giving, when it comes to obedience. I believe that others ought to be able to live on our drippings, on the excess from our lives. Excess, running over. Now get the principle, give and it shall be given unto you. And the Scripture says, running over. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never known anyone that had so much blessing that they couldn't hang on to it. In other words, it was overwhelming them. Yet, on the other hand, you think about it. We've got life today. We've got salvation full and free. God sure has blessed us, hasn't he? He has blessed us, as the Apostle Paul said, exceeding abundantly above that which we can ask or think. In other words, our little feeble minds can't even formulate the words to even ask, much less to even think, the blessings that God has bestowed upon his young'uns. Give and it shall be given unto you. Let me give you a quick example of this. When we go to these buffets, these salad bars and all these other things, what I've found is they give you these little bitty plates. And I found if you'll take you something to make you some sideboards, get you some of the big pickles or something and lay them on the sides and then heap it up in the middle, or some of these long cornbread pones and lay them on both sides so you can get more up. But the problem is, when I do that, my wife says it's like sweeping up after one of the kids when I'm done, because there's food all over the place. Because it gets so much on the plate, it runs over. Well, that's not too good if you're a waitress in a restaurant cleaning up after somebody. But boy, it is good when there's so many blessings that you can't stand it, you can't contain it, and you got to share it with somebody else. Running over shall men give into your bosoms. For the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. May God help us not to live in the minimum. May God help us to live a maximum life, but more than just a maximum life, a life that's truly running over with abundance of joy. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray, to realize there's more to this thing than we at first glance. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.